Hi, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss how supply and demand impact foreign exchange markets. Foreign exchange has no centralized market. Instead, a foreign exchange market exists wherever the trade of two foreign currencies are taking place. It is open 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. This foreign exchange market exists to ease investment and trade. The primary trading centers are London, Paris, New York, Tokyo, Zurich, Frankfurt, Sydney, and Singapore. All levels of traders, from central banks to speculators, trade currencies with one another, right? So we're going to talk about how supply and demand impact the trade of currencies, right? And we'll see how a finite amount of cash, right, in one currency can lead to a decrease in the currency exchange rate, right? Because the supply is not as great as the demand, right? So in this example that we're going to discuss, we'll talk about how this currency is converted and then an open sale transaction on the market. So for instance, let's discuss the Chinese yuan, right, is equal to, for example, right, simplicity reasons, right, we'll use 10 yuan versus 1 US dollar, right? So we have 10 Chinese yuan equals 1 US dollar, right? Okay, so now let's say person A, okay, has 1,000 yuan, okay, right, and they want to convert this, right, they want to convert their yuan, they want to convert it, right, into dollars, okay. Now, in this market, right, we have three players, right, so let's say person B here, okay, has $100, 100 US dollars that they want to convert to yuan, right? They want to convert to yuan. And person C has $100 and they want to convert into yuan. Can you see the dilemma forming? Right? Can you see the dilemma forming? So 100 times 10 is 1,000. So let's look at this. 100 times 10, right? So they have $100 and they want to convert to yuan. You can get 10 yuan for $1, right? So how many yuans do they want? They want 1,000 yuans, right? That is their demand. They want 1,000 yuan. So let's say US dollar demand, right? So now the same goes here. They have $100. They want to convert to yuan, right? They also want 1,000 yuan, right? But let's say the only person that has any yuan on the market only has 1,000 yuan. What happens, right? So $200 now needs to be converted. $200 needs to be converted into yuan, right? Needs to be converted into yuan. Okay? So then 1,000 yuan needs to be converted into dollars. Okay? Now, because both of person B and C both want 1,000 yuan, right? What happens next in the market, right? So let's say person A with the 1,000 yuan, right, offers to sell 100 yuan for $10, right? So he sold 100 yuan for $10, right? So person B will take 100 yuan, right? Right? For $10. Okay? And he and person B, they accept this offer. Fair price, right? So now, what happens next? So next you'll see that person A, right, offers to sell 90 yuan. Okay, I'm sorry. Person B accepts, right? And then offers to sell 90 yuan for $10, right? Person A accepts the new quoted price of 9 yuans, right? Because this is an open exchange and they are bartering back and forth for bidding the price, right, based on the current supply, right? So because the supply has decreased of yuan, but the demand has stayed the same for yuan, but the supply of yuans has now shrunk, right? Because he offered 100 yuans, right? Now, because there's less supply, now person A can sell 90 yuan, right, for $9, right? So, I'm sorry, can sell 90 yuan for $10, right? So, the value of the dollar demanded just went up because the supply of the yuan went down,